With Vice President Al Gore presiding, a joint session of Congress yesterday certified George W. Bush's victory to be the next president of the United States. The ceremonial counting of electoral ballots from across the nation has traditionally been an obscure technicality, but bitterness over the prolonged post-election battle in Florida bubbled to the surface during the formalities. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
It was a ritual that's gone on every 4 years for the last 200 years. Like solemn pallbearers, two Senate pages carried mahogany boxes from the Senate side of the Capitol over to the House. The boxes were stuffed with envelopes containing certified electoral ballots cast last month in state capitals. And even though everybody already knew George W. Bush got five more electoral votes than Al Gore, under U.S. law, Congress still had to do the final count. In a twist of irony, it was Vice President Gore himself who, in his role as President of the Senate, led a procession of senators that followed the ballot boxes over to the House chamber. As the joint session got underway, with barely a third of the senators and representatives present, Congressman Peter Deutsch, a Democrat from Florida, tried to halt the meeting presided over by Vice President Gore on the grounds it lacked a quorum.
Mr. President, we have just completed the closest election in American history. There are at least a dozen.
The gentleman will suspend. The chair is advised by the parliamentarian that under Section 18 of Title III, United States Code, no debate is allowed in the joint session.
This was not the sore loser man Republicans had mocked while Gore battled for a presidency he felt certain he'd won. It was instead a vice president stoically sticking to his job description, making sure the Congress he presided over stuck to the rules. But Gore also showed he still had a sense of humor when House Republican Bill Thomas of California, one of the official vote counters or tellers, seemed to have difficulty deciphering the certified electoral list from Delaware.
This one is different than all the others.
I wouldn't tell you where they went if it's not on there.
Hold it up to the light.
As Thomas obligingly held the paper up to the light and squinted at it, the solemn proceeding suddenly became a parody of those election judges in Florida straining to make out whether a ballot had been punched. But when it came time for Congress to actually count Florida's electoral votes, Democrats from the House, most of the members of the Congressional Black Caucus, repeatedly raised objections. Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California was one of them.
I rise to object to the fraudulent 25 Florida electoral votes.
Is the objection in writing and signed by a member of the House and a senator?
The objection is in writing, and I don't care that it is not signed by a member of the Senate.
The chair will advise that the rules do care, and the signature of the senator.
Gore pointed out that the law requires that objections be signed by both a representative and a senator if they're to be considered, and there was not one senator who'd signed such an objection. Jesse Jackson Jr., a representative from Illinois, expressed the frustration many in the Black Caucus felt over the lack of support for their cause in the Senate.
Well, Mr. President, I am objecting to the idea that votes in Florida were not counted. And it's a sad day in America, Mr. President, when we can't find a senator to sign
the
these objections.
The gentleman will suspend.
Won't sign objections,
gentleman will, the gentleman will suspend. The chair thanks the gentleman from Illinois, but hey.
And as he wrapped up the session, Gore made it clear that he, for one, was giving his blessing to the erstwhile rivals he beat in the popular vote.
May God bless our new president and our new vice president, and may God bless the United States of America.
But members of the Black Caucus were not ready to stop objecting to the outcome of the election. After walking out on the proceedings, the chair of that caucus, Eddie Bernice Johnson of Texas, said it was the duty of Black legislators to question an election in which many of her constituents felt disenfranchised.
The vice president, in an incredibly statesmanlike effort to take the high road, has ruled against our challenge. So George W. Bush has managed to ascend to our nation's highest office, but he should be on notice that without justice, there can be no peace. And we will ensure that there is no peace in this Congress until he truly reaches across party lines and correct these wrongs.
Despite all the objections, Congress did make George W. Bush the fully certified winner of the longest American presidential election anyone alive has ever seen. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.